There's a new local TV news station in our region, and it's devoted to the Spanish-speaking community. But in a region that struggles with affordability, it's a challenge getting the operation off the ground. KHOL's Hannah Merzbach reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
If we can sit here.
Alicia Unger is setting up her iPhone on a tripod. She's preparing for an interview on housing issues in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, for her current affairs show, Pulso Jackson.
When you have a business with no money, that's the way you have to do. You have to be very creative.
She co-founded Toto TV this year. Since February, it's aired two local newscasts a day, along with other Latino-focused cultural programming. It also features international shows like Aquí Estoy, which focus on issues like migration and politics.
The important thing here is to inform the community. That's the main goal.
Spanish language TV came to the United States in the 1950s and has evolved into a big business, now a $1.5 billion industry. Univision and Telemundo are national leaders, but some local stations have also popped up. Unger founded Toto TV with Fernando Gonzalez. He lives in Los Angeles, where he launched a Spanish language TV newscast in the late 90s. They're funding the operation themselves while they look for investors.
I took my 401k funds.
And me too.
And she did the same thing.
Faced with high rent costs in Jackson, the station doesn't have an office in town. And they're still on the hunt for Spanish-speaking reporters in the area. So right now, most of the content is being filmed and produced in a studio in Mexico City.
Now with this modern world, it doesn't matter where you are. As long as you take care of the community and bring the needed information.
Gonzalez says they hope to find local reporters. But for now, they're working on bringing employees like news anchor Alejandro Villanueva from Mexico to Jackson. But Villanueva is struggling to find housing in an area where the average home price nears $5 million.
It's been difficult, to be honest. We've been looking and a single room, it's like $2,500 or something like that. And wow, on a reporter salary, that's not going to make it.
Villanueva is in his 20s. He says he believes in the news they're producing, which is also available on YouTube, Roku, and social media.
It offers some opportunities that maybe other media don't have, like being able to show the people what's going on.
Dozens of people from Jackson's Latino community recently gathered for a night of music, dance, and fundraising for Toto TV. Raquel Zapata Ramirez was there. She cleans homes and offices and mostly speaks Spanish and says it feels good to be represented on TV. KHOL's Emily Cohen translates.
We feel included. I think we have achieved something impressive as a Latino community, especially here in Jackson. And it's nice to be able to see a channel in my language, on the news, events, and more.
But Toto TV still faces some roadblocks. Unger says it's hard to get advertisers and convince residents to do on-camera interviews since the region hasn't had local TV news for decades.
We have to show them who we are. We have to teach them what television can do for them.
Unger says the launch has been tougher than she expected, but
they say you have to be crazy sometimes to change the world.
Now that they're on air, she's hopeful the station will become a staple for Jackson Hole News.
Solo TV en español es entretenimiento para toda la familia.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Merzbach in Jackson, Wyoming.
Pulso de la comunidad. Para ello, hemos creado el programa Pulso Jackson.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how to be a master of business without going back to school? Listen to the Planet Money MBA. No suits, no PowerPoints, just the secrets of business school delivered straight to your ears. Every Wednesday till Labor Day on Planet Money from NPR.